might also slide to that. And I will put it back up until I see it.
He's going the wrong way. It's supposed to be straight.
Now, is it permitted? Do you want it to move it?
Nashta preshu badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki narayanam namaskritya naram cheva narottamam devim sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Krishne Swadamo Pagate Dharma Gyanadi Visaha Kalo Nashta Drisham Isha Puranarko Dunoditaha Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yadvaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyate Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyam avishkritam Tachchinvan supatan vicharana Probhaktya vimuchyen naraha Shlokam ekam tadardham va Padam padardham eva Sharavan yonu shriniyat Punat yatmanam eva saha Sarvavedanta saram hi Shri Bhagavatam mishyate Tadrasam rita triptasya Ananyatra syadrati kochit Krishna tulya bhagavata Vibhu sarvashray Pratishloke pratyakshare Nana artakai Adi madhye ante bhagavate kai Vishnu bhakti nitya siddha Akshaya avyay Prima maya bhagavata Krishna Rishi Anga Tahate Jata Gopya Krishna Ranga. Vande Ham Shri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Pam sagrajatam sahagana ragnatanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam prajna sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvashesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Radha Samukha Samsaktim Saki Sangha Nivasinim Tamaham Satatam Vande Guru Rupam Param Sakim Yankali Rupa Sharira Nadarata Tan Braja Prema Mahanidhi Kutarika Kon Kapatu Gharata Shri Rup Shri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Vata Dasa Raghunath Echai Gosai Kori Charanan Vandan Jahoite Bignanash Avishta Puran Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himavadivyascha Visundaraya Tasme Maha Premarasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Balavi Varanam Bhoja Malane Nirtyashalane Nama Pranatapalaya Sri Krishnaya Namo Namaha Shiman Rasarasarambi Vamchi Vatatata Stitaha Karshan Venuswaner Gopir Gopinato Shriestunaha Mahabhava Surupatvam Krishna Priyavariyasi Prima Bhakti Prade Devi Radhike Tvam Namam Yaham Bhajami Radham Maravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madarasmitasyam Vadami Radham Karanabaradram Tato Mamanyasti Katirna Kapi Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate. Shrimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Shrimad Bhagavatam Mahapuran. We're discussing the Rasa Panchadaya, chapters 29 through 33 of Dasama Skanda. And we're discussing the fourth pada, the fourth line of the verse, Shibarai Nirvacha Bhagavan Apichta Ratri Sharut Phula Malika Viksharantam Manaschakre Yogamayam Upashrita. English translation. Sri Badaraini, Shukadeva Goswami, said, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is full in all opulences, Aishvaryasya Samagrasya. Yet, upon seeing that full moon night of the Sharad season, Sharad Ritu, saturated with a sweet, romantically intoxicating scent of blossoming malika, jasmine flowers, blossoming under the moonshine, Krishna's mind turned towards loving affairs with his Nirmal Krishna Prem Brajagopis. Rantam Manasya Chakre. To fulfill his desire and arrange for the Ras Leela, Krishna engaged his Yogamaya internal spiritual potency. This phrase, Manasa Chakra, there's a few other points. In the Upanishads, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna is described with the word akami. Akami means no desire. No desire for material enjoyment. No desire for personal, selfish sense gratification. But yet, we see that on this Sharad Purnima night, Krishna's mind, that the Aptakam, Atmaram, Swayam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, his mind appeared to fill with a desire to enjoy and dance with the Brajagopis. But the Upanishads, which are quoted by the Acharyas, established that Krishna's enjoyment is transcendental because he's akami. He has no desires. He's aptakam. Aptakam means all his desires, all his wants, he's self-satisfied. He wants nothing from anyone, and he needs nothing from anyone. But yet he desired. This seems like an apparent contradiction. He's akami, yet he has calm. He has no desires, yet he has a desire. God has one desire. Bhagavan has one desire. The desire to relish the prem aswarana, the ras, prem ras. Bhagavan Sri Krishna wants to taste and relish and enjoy the pure taste of divine love from his mother Yashoda and his friends Sridham and Subal, and his Brajagopi lovers, Radharani, Lalita Vishaka. So Krishna is a kami because he has no material desires like we have, so many thousands of desires. And he's Atmaram, and he's Swatantra, independent. But yes, yet he wants to enjoy. Because love has that power. They say he's a kami, yet he expands himself. Krishna expands himself. Krishna expands his love potency, his bliss potency, Haladini Shakti. And that potency takes the beautiful form of Srimati Radhika, Krishna's creation, creation by Krishna, designed by Krishna. Krishna designs. People have fashion companies and Krishna designs, or designer, we have designer clothes. Well, wouldn't you like to have a designer body? Every husband would like to have a designer body so he could just design his wife. Yes, my wife should look like this and she should behave like this. So Krishna designed, created, expanded Nija Shakti from his own Nija Shakti, from his own potency. Kalabi. Nija Shakti Kalabi. He expanded his love power, his desire for love. God has no other desires, only the desire to love. Because love does everything. If we have divine love, Krishna is the origin of divine love, it does everything. But love is sweeter when enjoyed with the beloved. Beloved, to love the self means Atmananda. Atmananda, I love myself. The bliss of the self. That's wonderful. Feeling unlimited peace and joy. I'm enjoying the bliss within, which actually means the bliss of realizing Paramatma. So I don't need anyone else because I realize the bliss of Paramatma Sangha, of associating with the indwelling witness by relating in blissful connection with the Paramatma. This is the experience of the yogi, the Atma Anand yogi. But as human beings, we know that we can enjoy alone playing some game, but if we play a game with a friend, and that friend is very near and dear to us, the relish, the ruchi, the ras is much greater. So Krishna is enjoying. He's Atmaram. Bhagavan is Atmaram, Swatantra. Sarvagya, Swatantra, Atmaram, Aptakam. This is Bhagavan. This is the meaning of God, the Supreme Person, the Absolute Truth. He's a Parameshwara. He's a Bhoktaram. He's the enjoyer, the controller, the creator, the maintainer. He's the enjoyer. And he enjoys himself. Atmaram. He's Atmaramata. But yet, I'm feeling so blissful as God. Imagine, somebody in this universe must be free from anxiety. That's God. Vaikuntha, no anxiety. Vaikuntha Nath. So he's thinking, let me enjoy an expansion of myself. So Radharani's there. So once he expands his love potency, his Ladini Shakti, then he wants to relish the association, the Sangha, with the Sangha and the Sanghani, the bliss with loving his devotee, beginning with Radharani. So how is mind Manasa Chakra? How his mind starts spinning like a wheel, a chakra, towards love is because of love itself. The love of his own love power, Krishna's own Ladini Shakti, Nija Shakti, has made his mind turn towards loving his expansion, who is Radharani and all her expansions, the Chinmaya Dehas of the Ashtasakis and the Braj Gopis. So this is the point that Upanishads are establishing. Because Krishna's object of love, who is Krishna's object of love? In our world, we have a lover and a beloved. There's a nayaka, nayaka. So we have an object of our love. Some people, they love their animals, or they love their hobby, or they love their business. Generally, people love their mother, or father, or wife, or husband. But who can be the object of God's love? Someone of this world? Obviously not. Some demigoddess, Devi? Not. So the object of the Akami Bhagavan, of the Aptakam Bhagavan, the object of his love is himself. So he expands himself to love himself. A very interesting point. He expands himself to love himself in another form. I am Bhagavan Sri Krishna. I am Bhagavan, and I expand myself as Bhagavati. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Bhagavati Sri Radha. I am Shaktiman, she is Shakti Mai Radha. We are one, like heat and fire, coolness and ice, fragrance and flower. They go together. So this is why the Upanishads in the commentary. So Krishna expands his loving bliss, and Krishna's internal Atmananda, Krishna's internal Ladini Shakti, love power, expands in a beautiful form of Sri Radha. And then Krishna enjoys his own Shakti. That's why the Acharyas, when they say there's no impropriety, there's no illicit activities or illicit affairs in Ras Lila, there's no adharmic nature here, there's no irreligiosity, because it's like a child, a young boy dancing with his image in a mirror. He has a wall-length mirror, and he dances with his image. Oh, this is a dharmic. So Krishna's, who are the gopis? They are his images. One acharya says that Krishna expands his loving bliss. That's an experience. Bliss is an experience, a feeling, and a sensation in the mind, body, senses, love, ecstasy, bliss. But it usually has an origin or a source. And the source is a person, and the person is Radha. So the acharyas say that Krishna's loving bliss expands. It's like looking at the mirror, seeing his reflection. If you look in the mirror, you see a reflection of yourself. When Krishna looks into the eyes of Radhika, who does he see? Does he see Radhika? Yes and no. Yes, he sees Radha, and no, he doesn't see Radha. How so? He sees this is a most beautiful woman, transcendental, spiritual, divine being I've ever seen in my life. But it's me. That's why I love her so much. Because no one loves anyone more than themselves. Oh, Radha, you're so beautiful. When Krishna looks at Radharani, he says, oh, my Priyaji, you're so beautiful. What's he really saying? Oh, Krishna, you're so beautiful. Oh, Priyaji, oh, my Priyaji. Oh, Pyari, oh, Priyaji. You're so romantic, and you're so tender and caring. Oh, Radhika. And Radhika's saying, yes, yes, I know. But Krishna's actually thinking, Krishna, I'm so tender, I'm so romantic, because Radha is me, and I am Radha. This is the real origin of Do Sharir Ek Atma. Do Sharir, Radha and Krishna, one Atma, Krishna Atma. He's called the Sarvatma, the Jagat Sarvatma. The Sarvatma of all, the Atma of all Atmas is Bhagavan. We're establishing a point about Akami. Akami Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He's Aptakam, but yet he has desire. This is what makes Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Vrindavan Sri Krishna, Govinda Gopal so mysterious, so enchanting, so confusing. Most people cannot figure out Krishna because he's Aptakam. Ram is Aptakam. Vishnu is Aptakam. He has no desire. Bhagavan Ram, Vishnu has no desire to fulfill. They're all Atmaram, blissful within themselves. And Krishna is also, he's Swayam Bhagavan. So he is also Atiyati Aptakam. But now, in Bhagavatam, in Vrindavan Leela, he's showing calm, desire. But the Upanishads are saying, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna is Akami. Akami, he has no desire. It's a contradiction to our mind. We say, how is this? Better I worship Ram. Better I worship Vishnu. They're easier to understand. I can relate to them. Krishna is very confusing. Is he a coward boy or is he a Kshatriya? Is he a Vaishya or is he a Kshatriya? One minute he's milking cows. Next minute he's shooting heads off. In Dwarka Leela, he's killing demons with arrows and chakras. Brahmastras. And in Vrindavan, he's a coward boy, he's a gopa, he's a gwal. And in Mathura, and Dwarka, he's a kshatriya, heroic, chivalry, viraras. He seems like two gods in one, the coward boy and the Krishna of Kurukshetra. Often people debate. There's the Krishna of Kurukshetra, and there's the Krishna of Dwarka. This is Krishna. Asli Krishna. Then there's this other little Chalak Balak, this other little blue boy Gopal that somehow has entered into the hearts of every single Indian in the subcontinent of Asia, India, and stolen their hearts. His name is Ladu Gopal, Ladu Gopal. He's Krishna Vrindavan, but Vrindavan Sri Krishna, little confusing. Sweet, attractive, but then he grows up. He stops stealing butter. He stops looking so cute and starts stealing virgin girls' clothing. Gopi Vastra Harana. This is Bhagavan. He's a chore. Okay, Bhagavan can steal butter, but saris and gopis and wives. But he's Akami. The greatest rishis of India, the greatest sage is saying, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. He's a kami. He has no desires. But generally we think God is something like us. That's our nature. But he is like this. So he's actually expands his loving bliss into the form of the gopis. Then he enjoys like mirror images of himself. A boy dancing with a shadow. Or a girl, sometimes the young girls of India, they take dance class. And if you go to dance class as a young girl, the whole wall, Darpan Diwar, the entire wall, or maybe all walls of the yoga studio or the dance studio are 6 foot, 8 foot high mirrors. Have you ever seen? I've seen. I've been in yoga studios. So you can see yourself standing on your head and stuff. You stand on the head, do Shirasan, look in the mirror. Oh, that's nice. Nice smile. So dancing. You're dancing. So if somebody comes in and the police come in. Huh? Adharma. Irreligiosity. Look at this girl. She's dancing. But this does. Oh, who is that? It's ridiculous. Preposterous. Young girl. 10 years old. Krishna's 10 years old in the Rasa dance. We actually 8 years old. Acharya's saying 8. A year later. So he's 8 years old. He's dancing with his mirror images of himself. His Xerox copies. Prem Xerox copies. Prem Sarup Xeroxes. Interesting. Bhagavan put himself on a fax machine, on a Xerox, and made a Xerox copy of himself, full of Prem. Mahabha Sarupini Ratha, the Braja Gopis. Prem Sarup. And danced. As if Krishna went to the dance studio. Natabara. Natabara Sri Krishna. And there's a big mirror, and Krishna starts dancing. And playing his flute and dancing with his flute. And someone's going to come in and arrest him. Oh, this is against the law. This is a dharmic. This is illegitimate arrangement. It never happened. Impossible. So this is actually the fact of Krishna and the gopis. This is one point about Manasa Chakra. Now, this... Why did Krishna turn his mind to the Braja Gopis? To relish their love. Because of the quality of their love. The intensity and the quality. What is the quality of their love? The Acharyas say that when we come to the platform of prema, Madhurya prema, Swayam Bhagavan Madhurya, amorous love, this level, the highest rasa, there's Dasya ras, and then there's Sakya ras, Vatsalya ras, and then Madhurya ras. Master-servant, loving relationship. Friend-of-friend, loving relationship. Mother and father to son or daughter, Vatsalya. Then there's conjugal relationship. Man to woman, amorous love, romantic love. This is Madhurya. It's called Madhurya because it's sweet. Look at the names, the Sanskrit names of the rasas, of the rasas of Vrindavan. They also include the identity of the ras and the identity of the prem sambandha, the prem vishayi and the prem ashraya. In every case, in all four braj rasas, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, and madhurya, the prem ashraya, the shelter, the prem vishayi, the object of the love is Krishna alone. But they're named dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya. Very deep. It identifies relationship. Who is the shelter of love and who is the object of love? The Premashraya are the servants. The Premashraya are the friends. The Premashraya are the parents, Yashoda, Nanda Baba. And the Premashraya are the gopis, Radhika, Lalita Vishaka, Ashtashaki, and all Sakyong. And the Vishaya is Krishna. Starting with Das. Das means that loving, that bhav that one feels, the happiness one feels in serving the master. The servant feels happiness and the master feels happiness. A wife. A husband. He's the master. He's being served by the wife. His bhog, his prasad, Krishna prasad. He's happy as the master. Of course, the relationship is madhurya. It's a wife, but it includes everything. But just say a servant. Let's take it one by one. There's a master of the house. Krishna lives in Nandagram. And he has servants that have dasi ras, raktak, patrak, and patri. I forget different names they have. And payoda, patri, raktak, patrak, the main ones. So their service, their love, their loving expression towards Bhagavan is servants. They wash his clothes. They iron his clothes. They prepare. They clean his flute. They prepare his bed. They make his bed. They sweep his floor. Jaru seva and poncha. They wash the floor. Farsh poncha. Everything. These are the house servants, and they love to serve Krishna in a very humble but loving way. And they're the servants, relishing dasya. Dasya rati. Dasya rati. Rati means the attachment. That attachment that's suffused, that attachment to a person that's suffused with love. This is dasya rati. In Braj, dasya bhav, dasya ras. When they render their loving service as Krishna's house servants to Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Nandalal, Yashodalal, they feel happy. They feel satisfied. They feel fulfilled as the servants of Krishna, dasas. And Krishna is the Prabhu. He's the Bhartu. He's the master. Accepting their love and reciprocating with them by smiling, by a pat on the back, by a hand on the head, by sweet words, affectionate words. Oh, very good. Very nice arrangement, Raktak. You made very nice arrangements for my bath. The water is very hot and very nice and nice hot in the winter. Fragrant with different flowers floating in the bath water, in the snan patra. Thus, then sakya, sakha, sakavav, sakivav. Sakha means friend, friendly love, fraternal love. Madhumangal, Sridam Subal, Dao, Balaram. And they love Krishna like a servant, but like a bosom buddy, like an intimate friend. Krishna's friends are so tight with him and so intimate with him that they feel, I'm equal to my friend, I'm better than my friend. My name is Subal. Krishna, I challenge you to wrestling. Come on. Then Krishna wrestles with Subal. And sometimes Subal Sakha, he picks up Krishna, boom, throws Krishna on the bhumi. On Brajbhumi, jumps on his chest, straddles his chest. Ha! See what you can do now, Bhagavan. He doesn't say Bhagavan. See what you can do now, Gopal. Hey, Nandalal, try to move. Krishna's going, oh, oh. Then Krishna has to say, uncle, uncle. I surrender, I surrender. Then Subal jumps up. Haibo! He defeated God. Ajita Krishna got defeated by a little 8-year-old coward boy named Subal. When they wrestle along the banks of the Yamuna. This is Sakyarati. Braja Sakyarati. Very specialized. Very intimate friendship. Arjuna is also Krishna Sakha. Uddhava is also Krishna Sakha. Uddhava Mahashaya. They have friendly relationship. Uddhava, a little bit senior. He has Uddhava Mahashaya. Has Sakyarati with some Vatsalya. Mood of protecting Krishna, advising Krishna like an elder. And then Arjuna, Sakha. He is Krishna's friend, like equals. But the coward boys of Braj, There are no other Sakya Rati relationships with Bhagavan in any plane of existence, whether here and in this Prakrit Leela or Aprakat Leela, Aprakrita Leela, with Bhagavan. Then the coward boys, the Braja Sakas, Vrindavan Sakas, so intimate. Sometimes they sleep with Krishna. Arjuna says in Gita, "Oh Krishna, please forgive me. I see your Virata Rupa." Sometimes we ate together. We shared food. Sometimes we sat on the same bed together. I didn't realize that you're the Virata Rupa Bhagavan. You're Aishwarya. I'm trembling in fear. That's Sakya Rati. But with too much Gaurava, respect. But the relationship of Subal and Sridham, so intimate. I'm his friend. When Arjuna and Krishna as friends would take food, that means that Krishna's eating like this from his plate, and Arjuna is sitting opposite him with his plate, his golden plate in Indraprastha. And they're eating together, or Hastinapura. One plate. And very cultured, all proper behavior, eating with right hand. That's Sakyavrati with Arjuna and that rasa. Now there's Sakyavrati with Subal, Sridham Subal, and Krishna Madhumangala. They sit down, and the coward boys don't sit reverentially opposite Krishna like Arjuna. They sit to the left, to the right, everywhere. And when they eat, Krishna has his plate, Subal has his plate, Dao, Balaram has his plate. They start eating. Oh, Krishna, Mother Yashoda's rasgulla is very good. This gulab jamun, Radhika made this. Hey, Krishna, Radhika made this gulab jamun for you. She's in the kitchen now. She's in the kitchen cooking for you with Yashoda Rohini. It's very good. Look, Krishna, is it nice? You like? Ha ha. It's very good. But I'm not giving you any, Krishna. Acha. Subal, you're not giving me gulab jamun. Acha. Krishna puts his hand right on Subal's plate. Krishna takes Subal's uchishta. His uchishta. His remnants on it. He takes it. Ha! Watch this. Yes, very good. Then Subal says, ha! And so everyone's taking each other's food. I'm eating it, you're eating it. Sometimes Madhu Mangal, he takes a gulab jamun, a kal gulab jamun, kal, black one, very tasty, black gulab jamun. And he's tasting it. This is Madhu Mangal. Then Krishna says, "Hey, Hari, you're enjoying so much? I'm one free gulab jamun. Clean gulab jamun under. Clean gulab jamun and beef man. Now what's this? Four. Krishna, four gulab jamun." And Krishna says, "You're enjoying too much. I am the Bhoktaram Yagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Didn't you read Gita, chapter 5, verse 29, Madhu Mangal? Bhoktaram Yagatapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, and you're enjoying five gulab jamuns in one time in your mouth? Hare, hey, what's this, Madhu Mangal? Hey, poof!" And Krishna goes like this, poof! Krishna hits Madhu Mangal's cheeks with the five gulab jamuns, and what happens? Poosh! Poosh! All the gulab jamun juice, all that uchishta from the mouth of Madhu Mangal comes as a snan on Bhagavan Sri Krishna's face. Disrespectful? Irreligious? Adharmic? No. Fun. This is God at fun. God playing. That's why no one can understand Krishna in Vrindavan. But his devotees. As Krishna says in Gita, 18th chapter, Bhaktyamam avijananti yavanyash chasmi tatvataha. Bhaktyamam avijananti yavanyash chasmi tatvataha. You want to know Bhagavat tattva, Leela tattva, Siddhanta tattva, then you must become a bhakti, a bhakta, Krishna bhakt, Ram bhakt. Then you can understand the rahasya tattva of religion, of dharma, prem dharma. The prem dharma rahasya tattva. Behind all this rahasya, behind all this prem leela, Braja ka prem leela, Sakya Prem Leela. There's so much Tattva Siddhanta, but it's concealed. It'll never be revealed unless you do Sharanagati and Krishna Sadhana and Krishna Pujan, Archan, worship, Krishna Upasanam, Radha Krishna Yugal Upasanam, worship Radha and Krishna Yugal, the divine couple. Then, by their Kripa, the mercy, Vaishnava Kripa, Mahat Kripa, Bhagwan Ka Kripa, then they show you Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha. They give you Spurti. Then, I understand. This is Krishna's personality in his multi-dimensions. It's all transcendental. It's all Lokik. It's all pure. Vishuddha. Pavitram Leelam. This is the implied meaning when we say Sakya. Then we say Vatsalya Ras. Parental love. Motherly love. Fatherly love for the son or daughter. Like Yashoda and Nanda. Vatsalya means affection. Affection, a sweet, undivided, unbroken, fully attentive affection, tender, loving care of a guy for her vatsa. For a mother cow, for her baby cow. 24 hours watching, licking, thinking. Vatsalya, the affection of a mother and father. So this vatsalya means that when Krishna's enjoying love and receiving love from his Vatsalya Bhaktas, like Yashoda Ma and Nanda Maharaj, then he's receiving their nourishment as parents. They're feeding him. He's receiving their protection. He's receiving their corrections and chastisements and education, like all mothers and fathers do. Sometimes Yashoda pulls Krishna's ear, "Hey Lala, hey Nandalal, kya kare? Breaking this madka tutkaya. Mere madka tutkaya. Kya? Kya kare, Lala? This is not good. Don't kick my madka. This is sacred. This is my madka. I created this madka." So sometimes Krishna gets chastised. You ever see the posters of Mother Yashoda holding Krishna's ear? "Hey, Lala, suno, suniye, listen. Your achar tikne. Your behavior is not pakka. Behave properly. Respect your elders. Be obedient. Don't be disobedient." So this is the loving expression, the nourishment, the care, the protection, the instruction, the education, the chastisement, the embrace, the kisses. Sometimes Yashoda smothers Krishna. She smothers Nandalal in kisses. She kisses his forehead, his cheeks, everything. She loves him so much. And sometimes she spanks him. She gives Krishna a spanking, you know. But like this. This is Yashoda's spanking. And she goes like this once and Krishna says, and she says, Mother Yashoda looks at that beautiful hasya, that beautiful smile, that prem smita. Oh, okay, forget about it. This is Braja Prem. Madura, madura, madura. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Irresistibly sweet. People from all around the world are attracted by the sweetness of Braja Leela. Come to Vrindavan, you'll see Chinese people, African people, American people, European people, Eskimos, Watusis, Pygmies, every kind of person on this universe, this planet, is coming to Vrindavan, searching for, relishing, and experiencing the sweetness of Krishna. Leela Madhurya, Krishna's Leela Madhurya, the sweetness of his flute. And the Rupa Madhurya, the sweetness, Sondarya Rupa, Sondarya, Sham Sundara, Krishna Sundara, Sham Sundara, the sweetness of his form. People are reading Dasama Skanda. They're reading Krishna, the 10th canto of pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan in Chinese, in Swahili, in Hebrew. Hebrew, the Jewish language, Hebrew. French, German, English, Swedish, Iranian language of the Muslims, Iranian Krishna Leela in Vrindavan, South American, Portuguese, Spanish, Japanese language, every single language. My Guru Bai is in Japan. And every year he prints 8 lakh of 10th canto, Chinese 10th canto. Japanese language, 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Dasma Skanda, Mathura Leela, Braj Leela, and Dwarka Leela. Every year, 1 lakh in Japanese and sells to the Japanese people. Exports. He prints in India and Delhi and exports. I know the printer and I know my Guru Bai. So much thirst, so much interest in Krishna Leela. And we Indian people, we say, that's for grandmothers. That Krishna Leela, that Bhagavat Puran, Puran means old and my grandmother's old. Bhagavat Puran. Puran means old and my grandmother's Buddha or Buddhi, whatever it is. She's old. So old people, old book. Puran means ancient stories. Bhagavat Puran. My grandma Puran. Grandpa Puran. But I read 1974 in Los Angeles. I'm living in Los Angeles on Sunset Boulevard. And I'm from California, USA. The first book of this Krishna consciousness, this Hindu Dharma Krishna consciousness I received was Dasama Skanda. My Gurudev called it Krishna book. Mathura Leela, Vrindavan Leela. And I read it day after day. This is wonderful. This is sweet. I'm 24 years old. I just finished college. MBBS in allopathic medicine. And I fell in love with Krishna. And now I'm seeing the whole world is falling in love with Radha and Krishna. And the Indians are falling in love with computers. I had a computer when I was 10 years old. I mean, there's something more than computers. There's divine love, sacred love. Radha Krishna Yuga Prem. It's available. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years ago. Where? To Russia? To New York? To Las Vegas? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to India, Bengal, Navadvip Dham. And he said, listen, take this Ras Leela. Take this Radha Krishna Prem. I'm giving it. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Radha Krishna Prema Pradayate. I'm Pradaya. I'm giving it. It's my gift. It's for your hita. It's for your benefit. How to attain it? First, purify the mind. When the mind is pure, you awaken a desire. When the mind becomes pure of material desires, once the mind becomes pure of material desires, then our innate, original, eternal, transcendental desire of the Atma, which is one. Bhagavan has one desire, to love his parts and parcels, to love his expansions. Radharani is his expansion. He has one desire, to love her. We are Jiva Shakti, Tatastha Shakti, expanded from Krishna's Bahiranga Shakti, Jiva Tattva, particles of consciousness. We are also part of Krishna. And Krishna has put inside of us, in our Atma Swabhav, Bhagavan has put one desire, one pure transcendental Shuddha Icha, Divya Icha. What is that desire? To love God. Krishna Prem Seva Icha. But now it's covered. Krishna, Bhagavan has one desire and his expansions have one desire because the expansions have the same qualities as their origin. Your children expand from you. So they have the same qualities and same form, two eyes, etc. So Krishna has one desire to enjoy his expansions. We are also Krishna's expansions. He wants to enjoy love from us, taste our loving service, and give his love to us. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the Bhagavan Jiva Prem Sambandha. But we say, no, later, not now. I'm busy loving Maya. I'm busy loving my computer and all these expansions of this material world. Someday, somehow, when our mind becomes pure, an impure mind has impure desires. We have man. Our man is malman. Malman. Malman means dirty mind. Contaminated mind. What is the dirt? What is the contamination? Kam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, envy. These cause us pain. And if we try to fulfill them, we get momentary pleasure. But they're there. They're always in our mind. Lust is always in our mind. Anger, greed, envy. And it springs up and pops up from time to time or all the time. It causes some happiness, Torah Sukh, and Jada Dukh. Little happiness and Bahut Dukh. So much unhappiness, so much stress and difficulty. So this is, first we purify the mind. When the mind is purified, then a desire awakens. What is that original desire? That's why, what's happening around the world? Why are people around the world reading Krishna Leela in Vrindavan? Ras Leela. Everyone around the world is reading Ras Leela except Indians. Some are, okay, pranams, dandavats. We worship you. We seek your sangha. If you're a worshipper of Radha and Krishna, of Ram or Vishnu, we desire your association. Your sangha is desirable. But people around the world, and are they 95 years old? Oh, yes, Bhagavat Puran. Yes, I can't see it. I can't read. Janmad yasya yataha. Huh? Oh, I forgot to say. Oh, Bhagavate. When we're 99 and a half, we start reading Bhagavad Puran in India. But all the Chinese, Russians, Germans, everyone around the world is reading Bhagavad Puran when they're 29, not 99. How could they be attracted? How could they become interested? How did they awaken a desire to love Radha and Krishna? How did they awaken a desire to study the Bhagavad Puran, worship the Bhagavad Puran, hear the Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam, every single day? There's in the spiritual movement that we're in, we have a saying that somewhere on this planet, at every single minute, there are some devotees of our society reading and sitting together hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because when it's 6 a.m. in Delhi, or say 8 a.m. in Delhi, they hear the Bhagavad Puran every day in the temple in Delhi. They hear it. Now it's 7, 8, let's say it starts at 8 o'clock, ends at 9. 9 o'clock Delhi, rose, Bhagavad class is over. Now at 9 o'clock, it's over in Delhi, it starts in Sweden. In Sweden it starts at 9, it ends at 10. At 10 o'clock it starts in Haifei, whatever, in China. So somewhere on the planet, every single hour, 24 hours a day, Radha Krishna Bhaktas that are 20 years old, 25 years old, are sitting down to hear the Ras Leela, sitting down to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Seveya. Bhagavat Yuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. How could they be attracted? How are they doing it? Because something happened first. It's a sequence. It's a krama. First, this cause and effect. The effect, the result is immense attraction to Radha and Krishna's Bhagavad Puran. How they got it? Because their mind became pure. The lust, greed, anger, envy, everything went away. Like magic. How is that? Tell me your secret. Tell me your magic. Is it aushadi? Is it dawa? What is it? Is it mantra? Is it pranayam? Is it Astanga Yoga? Is it Hatha? Is it jogging? What does it? What takes out the lust? What removes the lust and greed and envy and anger from our mind? Tell me, I would love to know. All the Chinese people know the secret, and all the Russians and Europeans and Americans. But somehow this secret is a secret to the Indians. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this secret here 525 years ago. First purify the mind. Chaito Darpanam Marjanam. Chaito Darpana Marjanam. Chaitana, or Chitta, has to be cleansed. How is it cleansed? You have to clean out the contamination, the mal man, the dirty mind. It's cleansed by mantra. Everyone knows that. You can charm and control a cobra by shanai music, by sound vibration. They have in their basket a little cobra. Or not little, but he's... not so little. And he's in a basket and he's sleeping. And the man goes, something like that. Much sweeter, of course. And then he opens the lid, the cover of this basket, and he plays. But the snake is so tired, he doesn't even wake up. So then he goes, he plays, and he's playing with one hand, and then he hits the guy in the head. Hey, and the guy, oh. He's trying to perform. So the cobra sits up and goes, wah, 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 wah. Hey, Don, give me Don. Bakshish, sharp. Okay, 5 rupees, very good, nice show. Sound vibration wakes up the cobra, makes him move. Mantra, sound, shabda. So people chant different mantras for peace. Om, whatever they chant, their different mantras. Their guru mantra, their bija mantra. The guru gives this bija mantra and that bija mantra and this tantra and this swatantra and all these things. But if you look in Upanishads, Kali Santara Upanishad, you can see there and many other places, there's something called mantra. Everyone's heard of mantra. I have my Ishta mantra. I have my Guru mantra. I have my Bija mantra. But do you have this mantra? Have you received this mantra? Do you know the value of this mantra? Do you know the power of this mantra? Do you know the beauty of this mantra? Have you tasted the rasa of this mantra? Have you seen the prema in this mantra? Have you seen the Radha Krishna Leelas that are contained in this mantra? Have you? No. What mantra is that? Well, as you know, there are many, many mantras, lakhs and lakhs of mantras. But of all the mantras, there are many, many people in the country, but one is the prime minister. One is Pradhan Mantri. Pradhan Mantri. There are many, many mantras. They're all good. They're all powerful. They're all helpful. But everywhere, rishis, Mahajans, Acharyas say all the mantras are good. But of all the mantras, there's the best mantra. It's called Maha. Maha means great, topmost, supreme. Because it gives all these things. Pavitram. And it gives joy, anandam, pavitram. Man pavitram. Then it gives man shanti. Then it gives man ananda. It purifies the mind. Makes the mind pure and then peaceful. Then happy, joyful. And then the music begins. Then the music of the mantra starts to resound in our ears. Then comes the madhuram. Mantra madhuram. The sweetness of the mantra, which brings rasam, swadhanam. Maha mantra, rasa swadhanam. Tasting the Maha mantra. Then comes spurti, darshan. Leela Spurti, Radha Krishna Leela Spurti. What is that mantra that Gauranga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to India 525 years ago, which purifies the mind? Hare Krishna, this is the Maha mantra. What is the Maha mantra? It is only one mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All right already, I know that mantra, I'm Indian. Every rickshaw wala chants that mantra. Every dobi chants that mantra. Everybody's chanting that mantra. So what? Well, do you want praman? Do you want solid proof of the power and efficacy and benefit of that mantra? Then open your eyes and see all the millions of people around the world that chanted this mantra. They're chanting this mantra every day. And what's happening? Cheto darbana marjam. Their minds are becoming pure from lusty desires, greedy desires, anger, envy, all these things. And when the mind is pure, then what awakens? As I said, the mind becomes pure. How? By Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And when the mind's pure, what's the effect of a pure mind? The innate Adi Icha, the Ananta Icha, the eternal desire in the Atma, in the Jivatma. That one desire in the inner core of our Atma, Satchit Ananda Atma, Ek Icha, Satchit Ananda Bhagavan. Satchit Ananda Bhagavan has ek icha. Satchit Ananda Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna has one desire, to love us. We say God is love. Christians say God is love. God loves everyone. Please love God. Love God like you love God and love your mankind. Jesus preached. Bhagavan has one desire, to love his expansions, the gopis. God has one desire, to love his expansions, the Nityabhata jivas, the jiva shaktis, we, the chit kana, the particles of consciousness, Satchitananda entities. He has that desire. That's his one and only desire because he's totally pure, pavitram. He has no lust. But we have so many material desires, base desires, dirty, filthy desires, all of us. This is the mala in our mind. Nothing works except the Maha Mantra. It's working. The solid proof is there. Walking, livable, meetable, tangible, solid proof. Chinese people, African people, all kinds of people. The solid proof is there of the efficacy, the power and potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You meet a Chinese person with tilak and kanti mala and japa mala. Ask him, what happened? Ask a Russian person, what happened? Ask a German lady. These aren't beggar people. I'm not a beggar person. My father's an Ati Arabpati. Arab, Kroarpati, forget it. That's like a floor mat. That's like a swagatam mat, welcome mat. Arabpati. We're not uneducated fools. We all have degrees. Many of the people from Russia, they were captains in the Russian army. They were fighter pilots. They're engineers. They're doctors. We're not stupid people. We're like you. We're educated. We're trying to be spiritually educated now. We have all the material education. We have all the material money. We had it. Now we want Radha and Krishna. And nothing else. Or kuchne chahiye. So the solid proof is there of the power. Here's my sequence. I'm a scientist. I'm presenting Prem Bhakti Tattva. Prem Bhakti Tattva. Radha Krishna Madhurya. Sweet divine love. Love Radha and Krishna like you love your lover or beloved. Radha's my beloved. Krishna's my beloved. I don't need anyone else. If I love Radha and Krishna, I have everything. And when I have Radha and Krishna's love, then I can really and truly express my love to my mother, father, friend, wife, etc. Because original pure love will rain down and sprinkle its effect on everyone around us. But if our love is lust-based love, selfish love, exploitative love, business love, I scratch your backy, you scratch my backy, this is not pure nirmal prem. This is mal, contamination. Me, me, me. Little you, but mostly me, me, me. Okay, something for you. Here's 50,000, run the household. Here's 50,000 rupees for 1 month, run the household. Try to save a little extra to buy an extra sari. So this is not the divine expression of love. So they became pure. This is the sequence. Take the Maha Mantra, the mind becomes pure. When the mind's pure, all these material, malman becomes clean. Shudman, shudman. The mind becomes pure. Purity brings peace. Peace brings inner calmness. Satisfaction. The beginning of true love is sense control, purity of the mind, peace and satisfaction. From that platform, true love can be experienced. Purify the mind, then you can experience. How? I'm repeating the class for the students. Chant this Maha Mantra. Hari, it says in the Brihad Naradiya Puran, Brihad Naradiya, this is Narada. It's spoken by Narada Muni, Rishi Narada. He says, Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kaloa Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata, Anyata. This one word, Anyata, means so much. It means everything. Harinam, 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 Teenbar. Three times telling. It means that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Nam, Shri Nam, Hari Nam, Bhagavan Ka Nam, this is the only panacea, the only remedy, the only way out, the only way to escape lust, the only way to get free from envy and anger and greed and madness and illusion and craving for material things is Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam. Kalo, Kali, Nashteva. Kali destroys everything, but this mantra will destroy everything bad and give everything good. Then he says, Gatir Anyata. Anyata means, this word Anyata, no other way. Not by yoga, not by karma, not by gyan, not by standing your head. doing Analom, Bilom, this, that, the other thing. Only by chanting the names of God, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. And you can see solid proof everywhere around the world. Millions of people. When you do that, your mind becomes pure, peaceful, satisfied. Then all of a sudden, a desire awakens in you. Hey, wait a minute. I'm Chinese. Hey, wait a minute. I'm American, Russian, French, German. I'm African. I'm a South American. I'm a Chilean, a Cuban. I'm from Brazil. Some desire. I want to love Radha and Krishna. How is it possible? I'm a Christian. I'm a Jew. What is this? I'm born and baptized as a Christian, and I'm a Jew, and I'm a Greek Orthodox, and I'm an atheist, and I'm a Buddhist, and whatever we were before, all of the Russians and Americans. But we're all the same one desire awakens in every single jiva. Because every single purified jiva has one desire, to love God. And the sweetest, most attractive form of God is Vrindavan Sri Krishna. Rasa Bihari Lal is Sri Krishna. Rasa Biharini Radha. Rasa Bihari Lal Krishna. Everyone's attracted. This is the power when that pure desire arises. You want to experience that pure desire like we are experiencing, like all the Russians and Chinese and German who you're running after to emulate and to imitate. I'm right in front of you. You want to go to America? You want to be rich? I came from America as a rich man coming to tell you, you've got it all right here. You have Prem. Prem Nadi Ganga. Prem Nadi Jamuna. Prem Nadi Kaveri. Ganga, Jamuna, Kaveri. Saraswati, what is other rivers? Godavari, these are Prem Nadi. And Prem Mandir. Prem Mandir is everywhere. Prem Sadhus. Prem Dham Vrindavan. Prem Shastra. Prem Sangeet. Prem Kirtan. And you're saying, I want America, Las Vegas, Disney World. I'm from Hollywood and you want to go there. I came from Los Angeles, from Hollywood. And you want to run away from Bollywood to go to Hollywood. Bollywood is Viparita, and Hollywood is Viparita. Brajadam is Asli, correct. Viparita means upside down. First of all, Hollywood is upside down. Now, India makes Bollywood, which is an upside down reflection of something upside down. Hollywood in America is Viparita, yes? Upside down. It's not real. Now, India says, oh, that's very nice. Hollywood is aparita, viparita, upside down. So we'll make upside down, upside down. So I come from Hollywood and you have Bollywood. So it's upside down, the upside down. That's very creative. I admire you for that. I have many friends also in Bollywood. But I'm trying to make an alokic vichar, a point of dharma, religion, of happiness. Who doesn't want happiness? Everyone wants happiness. Raise your hand. Me. Who wants to love eternally and enjoy eternally? Me. Who wants to live eternally, never die, never get diseased? Me. Well, can you provide that for me, Mr. Scientist? Mr. Scientist, Mr. Technologist, Mr. Genetic Engineer, Mr. Computer Scientist? Can you give me eternal love? Can you give me eternal life? Can you give me eternal peace, eternal bliss? Eternal fulfillment and satisfaction. Well, I'll tell you, we're working on it. I'll give you one check, okay? This is a check. It's post-dated. It says 6,075. That's the date, not the amount. The tariq is year 6,075 A.D. Okay, acha. That's called post-dated check. Now let's the amount. How much? 15,000,000,100 crores. 15,000,000,100 crores. Yes. I'm a scientist. I'm very wealthy, so I can give you this. This post-dated check. The answer is no one can do it. A scientist, a guru can't give you. Krishna can give you. Bhagavan can give you. Eternal love, joy, happiness, and the chit dham, parabhyam, paradham, nityadham, ayodhya nityadham, vaikuntha nityadham, golokadham, Vrindavan, shridham, madhuryadham, Vrindavan. First purity by Mahamantra. then Icha. Mahamantra, then Shud. Shudman. Malman Hogya. Malman, dirty mind finished. Then Shudman Aya. Shudman Avirbhav. By Mahamantra. Then Tis Icha. Divya Icha. Divine desire awakens. I want to love God, Radha and Krishna. Because Mahamantra, the Mahamantra is the Radha Krishna Mahamantra. In the Mahamantra is Radha and Krishna. So when you chant the Radha and Krishna Maha Mantra, then it gives you Radha and Krishna Gati. Radha and Krishna Rasalila. So you want to read the Krishna book. You want to read the Dasama Skanda, Vrindavan Leela, Rasa Panchadaya, Panchadaya. You want to read it and study it and worship it and serve it and qualify that attain the Adhikar, Prema and purity to enter there to serve Radha and Krishna in the Nitya Rasalila, Rasamandala. The celebration of divine love. This is open for everyone. Krishna Prema Pradayate, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Prem Purushottam, who came to distribute love of God. He says, take this Maha Mantra, take this Rasalila, take this 10th canto, go to the Golok Dham, Prem Dham, Anand Dham, enjoy eternally, chant, dance, take prasadam, chant, dance, take prasadam. No more work, only Prem Seva. No more anxiety, only bliss. No more disturbed, agitated mind, only peace. This is the invitation, the offering of Mahaprabhu. Intelligent people around the world are accepting, yes, I want that. How do I get it? I want it. How do I get it? Chant Hare Krishna. Become pure and watch the magic. First chant Hare Krishna, get some purity and watch the magic. Oh, acha. Such a nice, peaceful, pure desire is awakening in my dirty, filthy American, Russian, German, Chinese, Japanese, South American heart. I want to love God. But I'm chanting a mantra that just reveals and portrays God as Radha Krishna Yuga. Prema Maya Krishna, Prema Maya Radha. I want to read about them. I want to hear about them. I want to sing about them. I want to see their murti and worship their murti and visit their Leela Bhumi. Every year I've been staying here in Vrindavan for 25 years. When I came here, very few people I saw from China and Japan and South America. Now every year I'm meeting hundreds and hundreds of Chinese Radha and Krishna Bhaktas following quote-unquote Hindu Sanatana Dharma. This is not Hindu Dharma. This is Jiva Dharma. This is not the religion restricted to India. This is Atma Dharma. Every desh, sub Atma. Everyone's Atma. There's one Dharma, one religion for every Atma. What is that? Prem Dharma. Love of God. This is the one Dharma. We say, oh, this is Hindu Dharma. It's not Hindu Dharma. This is Bhagavan Dharma. Sanatan, Sat Dharma. Eternal religion for every single jiva and every single planet and every single country. Jiva Dharma, Atma Dharma. What is that? Prem Dharma. Bhagavan, Jiva, Prem Sambandha. The Dharma is one. God is one. The jiva are many. Eko Bahu Sham. From the many, one God, the Absolute Ship, have come many expansions, spiritual expansions in Goloka, and expansions here in this world, the Jiva Shaktis, Tathasta Shakti, we, part and parcel of Krishna. Radharani's part and parcel of Krishna. Radharani's mind is completely pavitram and pure, and she has one desire, to love, serve, and dedicate herself to Krishna. And when we have a pure mind like Radhika, Radharani, the perfect topmost worshipper of Krishna, Bhagavan, then we will have one desire in mind. I only want to love, serve, surrender, and dedicate my everything to the happiness, pleasure, and satisfaction of Bhagavan Sri Krishna and his divine consort, Srimati Radharani. This is Atma Dharma. The purest expression of Atma Dharma is the worship of Madhurya Purushottam and his divine Shakti, Shakti and Shaktiman. So this Rasalila is something to relish as our mind becomes pure. Chant the Mahamantra. Open the Rasalila. Watch the love come in your heart. Watch your desires change. See the solid evidence. Don't believe me. Go interview. You're intelligent people, educated. And you know English. You can interview. Oh, hello, Mr. Chinese lady, devotee. What happened? What were you before? What did you think before? What did you desire before? Well, I was like this, and I was like that, and I desired this, and I was so lusty and greedy like everyone else in this world. But something magic happened. I woke up. The real me inside of me woke up, and I found some new persona, a naya sobhav, a new mentality arose from the ashes of my burned up desires, from the ashes of my burned up lusty desires, all the seeds, the kam bijam, the seeds of lusty desires got burned by the fire of Maha Mantra into a pile of ashes. And from that pile of ashes in my chitta arose a beautiful lotus flower from the panka, from all those muddy ashes in my previously soiled, dirty consciousness, arose one pankaja, one kamala. Pankaja, lotus flower born from the mud, the ashes. And then it blossomed in my consciousness as the Sahasra Padma Chitta. Sahasra Padma, the thousand-petaled lotus, white lotus of expanded consciousness, one who is illuminated in God consciousness, actually sees the highest expression of God. The topmost expression of God is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His eternal divine consort, Radha and Krishna. This is the realization of all these wonderful devotees from around the world that frequent India from time to time when they have enough money. They have to save $2,000, $3,000 to come to India to visit Vrindavan. They work for 3 or 4 or 5 years to save the money. So the husband and wife, they're both Vaishnavi. To come to India to see Vrindavan Dham, to roll in the dust, Lutan, Brajaraj Lutan, to worship this place. And we live in Bombay. August Sankranti. Get on the train in the afternoon, go to sleep, wake up. Acha, Mathura Junction, Mathura Station. It's a terrible journey of 16 hours and costs 2,000 rupees. You can come here every weekend. Every weekend you can come to Brajada, meet sadhus, meet Vaishnavas, take darshan, get the mercy, get the prem. See the Rasastali, Vamshivad, Yamunapulin, Deer Shamir. They're there, you can see them. With your own eyes, you can roll in the dust. This is Brajada. But we're busy. So I was speaking about the quality of the gopis' love. How the Braja gopis, they turned Krishna's mind towards love. So the acharyas have analyzed those Madhurya lovers, those conjugal lovers of Krishna, those handful of fortunate eternal associates who are always loving Krishna, Madhurya Ras, like Radharani and the Sakhis of Vrindavan. But there are other expansions of the gopis, the Dwarka Mahishis. They also love Krishna in this Madhurya Rati. And there are some other female personalities that also love Krishna, Madhurya Rati. So the acharyas have described there are three categories of Madhurya Rati, conjugal, divine, amorous love. Three different categories with three different representative lady, female devotees or consorts of Krishna. The lowest category of divine lovers of Krishna, amorous lovers of Krishna, is called Sadharani. Sadharani Rati. Sadharani Rati. Rati means conjugal attachment, amorous, intense, amorous or romantic attachment and love for Krishna. The example in the word Sadharani means a common or ordinary expression of loving intensity, of amorous loving intensity. Something lokic. There's something lokic about this type of Sadharani Rati, something ordinary, like worldly. Who's the example in Krishna Leela? and Mathura, there's one lady named Kubja. It's in Dasama Skanda in the Mathura Leela section. Maybe chapter 20, no, I can't remember exactly. But it's in when Krishna went to Mathura at the age of 11. Then he met this lady on the street when he entered Mathura for the wrestling match arranged by King Kans of Mathura, the demoniac king, the wicked king. So this lady, her name is Kubja, but she's also called Trivakra. Trivakra means that her body, her young woman's body, was bent in three places. And I don't mean Tribhanga Lalitam Shama Sundaram. Krishna is known as Tribhangi, Bankebihari, Tribhangi. His body is bent beautifully and attractively in three places: his neck, his waist, his knees. This is his characteristic pose of Krishna Vrindavan. So this lady was Trivakra. She was bent in three places, but not like that. She was what we call in English a hunchback. Her back was like, what we say, deformed. Her physical body was deformed. Unattractive, ugly, but young. And she was a servant girl of King Kans. Her service was, she was a chandan wali. She would grind chandan into paste and give every day fresh chandan for King Kans, his pleasure. The good quality of this devotee, Kubja, was that she was never touched by any man. She was a kanya because she was so ugly and unattractive. No one was interested, even King Kans. So, when Krishna and Balaram entered the city, they were walking with the coward boys to attend the Rangashala of King Kans to wrestle with Chanura, Mushtika, and all the king's royal wrestlers, big men. As they were walking along, they saw this hunchback woman, Kubja, Trivakra, bent down, looking at the ground, she never looked at any man's face once in her life because she was bent like this. And then the boys are walking, and then Sridham said, "Hey Krishna, look at that beautiful gopi." The boys are very funny. "Oh Krishna, look at that beautiful gopi." And Krishna just smiled. And that Kubja, that Dasi, that Raj Dasi, the servant of the king, she was just walking, and she stopped, and then Krishna approached her. And he took his two fingertips. He put under Kubja's chin, Trivakra's chin, this ugly hunchback young woman of Mathura Vasi. Gave her a little adjustment, chiropractic adjustment. He stood on her feet with his feet, then lifted her. Toot. Then her back cracked and her head came straight. Her hunchback deformity immediately left. She was standing very straight. And she became immediately a Swargadevi. Immediately from a Dasi, from a Raj Dasi, a Chandan Mali, she became as beautiful as Ramboro or Orvasi from the heavenly planets. A beautiful celestial young lady, a Swargavasi. So beautiful and very, very attractive. And then all the coward boys were quiet. "She's not so ugly now." They were making joke before. And Krishna smiled, but then he gave his mercy. She became beautiful. Of course, she was touched by Krishna. She became beautiful. So if anyone is touched by Krishna consciousness, they will also become beautiful. Beautiful in body, beautiful in mind, and most importantly, beautiful in heart. So Kubja, as soon as she became beautiful, she had never looked at any man in her life because by providence arrangement, she was looking down. And when Krishna touched her, then she looked at Krishna and she had lusty desires in her eyes. Oh, and she started speaking, "You're so handsome. You're so dashing. And I feel I'm in love with you. I want to embrace you. Hey, I want to embrace. I want to feel the embrace of your strong, powerful arms around me," Kuja is saying. And then she was so lusty that Krishna looked at the boys. The boys were listening and they were saying, "Acha, acha, hey Govinda, what now?" Uh-oh. So then Govinda looked at Sridhar and Krishna and Govinda. He said, "I'm in a big fix. What do I do?" So they were laughing. "Okay, now what are you going to do? You came here to wrestle and it looks like your mind is getting distracted." So then the lady was so overwhelmed with her lust directed to Krishna, so she pulled his chatter. "Hey, come here." And Krishna said, "Hey." So then he said, "Cool down. Listen, Kuja, relax. Cool down. It's okay. I will surely come to your house in a few days and satisfy your desires." Okay? So she cooled down. Now, her example of her loving exchange with Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, she's a jiva, kubja, like we are jivas, and she was lusty, like we are, and she became beautiful and became more lusty to enjoy her beauty with a beautiful, romantic man. And who could be a better man or more romantic or beautiful man than Shyam Sundar Sri Krishna? And he's standing right in front of her. And he made her beautiful and attractive. So she's feeling very lusty to enjoy him, but also to offer herself to Krishna and Krishna alone. So Kuja became lusty. She wanted to enjoy, but not anyone of this world, not any Lokik Jan, not any Purusha of this world. She only wanted to enjoy Eki Purusha, the Adi Purush, Purushottam, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Leela Purushottam. She wanted Madhurya Leela, romantic, amorous Leela with Krishna alone. But because she wanted to love Krishna in Madhurya Vrati, conjugal love, but she was a little selfish. You could say very selfish. She really thought that Krishna is really beautiful. It's so powerful. I want to have him. I want to serve him. I want to love him and no one else. And I'll give everything to him forever. But I want to enjoy with this beautiful boy. So that love, although it's alaukik, it is transcendental because it is a type of prema. Don't get confused. Don't try to imitate. But the acharyas say that they're giving an example of Madhurya, conjugal romantic love with God from a jiva, but little mixture. Although she was premi, she had no material desires. No material desires to enjoy or have lusty affairs with any man of this world. But she wanted lusty affairs with God and only God. And there was some selfishness in her approach to God. Although it was conjugal, Madhurya. Madhurya Rati, like a lover, like a wife, but she was selfish. So that's called little ordinary type of prema, Madhurya prema, sadharani. Now the second category of love, which turns Krishna's mind, because the line we're discussing is Charpada, 10th canto, 29, first verse. The fourth line is Rantam Manasa Chakre. Krishna's mind, man, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Purnima, became turned towards love, enjoying love, receiving love, offering love, to whom? To the Nityasiddha Brajagopi Ramanis, like Radha, and to the Sadhana Siddha Brajagopis, the Rishicharis who had attained gopihood, they had become gopis. And Krishna's mind turned toward Kubja in Mathura Leela, because of her prema, her Krishna prema. But her Krishna prema was not the perfect prema, was not the topmost prema. was not the best example, it was not the purest form of Krishna prema, because there's a good deal of selfish desire for enjoying man relationship. Now, the second category. The second category is called samanjasa. Samanjasa rati. Samanjasa madhurya rati. This is a conjugal, amorous, romantic, loving affair between man and woman, husband and wife, in this case, in the example you'll hear. And in this relationship, the wife, or the premi bhakta of Krishna, or the consort, the parishad, wants to offer herself completely in conjugal love to her husband, her pati Krishna. But she has little spiritual desire to experience some happiness from that amorous romantic relationship with her husband. I'm 99.9% selflessly serving my husband, but I want some spiritual joy. I want to experience some spiritual joy and this madhurya, this romantic relationship with my husband. So there's some little diminishing, little less percentage of purity in her pure love. It's very interesting, a little bit achintya. There's pure, more pure, and most pure. Pure Krishna prema, which is transcendental absolute. Without pure love, you can't be Krishna's associate, even as Kubja. And you can't be Krishna's wife in Dwarka unless there's total pure Krishna prema. What to speak of gopis? The acharyas explain this, which is true and it's real, to ultimately prove why. This is all the tikas on this line from Bhagavatam, by the way. The acharyas are using this graduated analysis of the levels of conjugal love in relationship to Bhagavan, divine, sacred, spiritual love. There's the first level of pure sacred love, something a lot for me and something for Bhagavan. Sadharani, ordinary, like our relationship, something. But it's spiritual, transcendental. Kuvja is the exemplar. Then we go much higher than that, but still not to the topmost. Much higher than that, we get samanjasa. The representatives of that, according to the acharyas, are the mahishis of Dwarka. The Dwarka mahishis, the queens of Dwarka. Rukmini, Satyabhama, Mitravinda, Kalindi, etc. Satya. They represent samanjasa rati. They are conjugal lovers of Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Madhurya Rati, husband and wife, pati and patni. And they give everything to their pati, Dwarkadish. But they want some to experience for themselves. There's like 0.5% of spiritual selfishness, if you can imagine. But it's not selfishness or meanness as we know it, meanness. But it's that. It's not the perfect, most pristine, immaculate form of divine love. Now we get to the topmost level of Krishna prema, Krishna madhurya prema. And the representatives of that topmost, the most immaculate presentation and representation of pure love of God as conjugal lover, romantic, amorous lovers, and of course in divine spiritual bodies made of consciousness, Satchidananda forms, Chinmoya Rasa Shadir. Spiritual bodies, loving the spiritual body of Krishna. Nothing lokic, only transcendental, alokic, deha. We come to the Braja gopis, the cowherd damsels of Braj, the cowherd maidens, Radharani, the Ashtasakis, all the different Saki gopis, and Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Satchidananda Chinmoy Ras Sri Krishna. There, madhurya conjugal love, madhurya rati is called samartha rati. Sam, all, everything. Art, objective, their value, their object, their everything, their complete samart, their complete object, their complete, the only focus of their amorous love, their romantic love, their madhurya rati, their only focus, and their only concern is Krishna. Samartha Rati. It's not Samanjasa. Samanjasa means some equal. I give you happiness and I get some happiness. A little give and take. Of course, the Dwarkamishis give so much, but they take also Samanjasa, some equality. And Sadharani means very common. So much for me. A little bit exploitation mood, but it's transcendental, kuvja. So the gopis is samartha. This is totally immaculate, pure love. I am totally selfless. I have no interest. I don't want a drop of pleasure or romantic or amorous pleasure or joy from my Sham, my Krishna. I only want to serve him. The intensity of the Brajagopis' love, the depth of their pure Madhurya Rati, conjugal love in their eternal divine relationship with Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is indicated in one prayer by Srimati Radharani. It's practically inconceivable. It actually is inconceivable to all of us ladies and gentlemen of this modern world, or any world. But this is the prayer. It's given in one of our Gaudiya Shastras by Krishnadas Kaviraj, Goswamipad. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is also translated in English and sold in India in different temples. So that book, in the last section of that book, is called Antya Leela, the last portion of Gauranga Sri Krishna Chaitanya's Leela. And there he's absorbed in Radha Bhav, Radha's Mahabhav Avesh. And then a prayer is spoken. And that prayer has come from the lips of Srimati Radharani. And in this prarthana, or this prayer of Srimati Radharani, she reveals the extreme depth and degree of her love, her dedication for Krishna, Bhagavan, her love for Bhagavan, her absorption in Bhagavan. Bhagavan's my everything. Krishna's my everything. That's why she's called Radharani. She's a Parama Aradya. She's the supreme worshipper and lover of Krishna, Bhagavan. There's no greater devotee in the entire universe of Bhagavan, of God, than Srimati Radharani. Totally pure, totally dedicated. And what does she say? I'll give the translation in English. She says, Srimati Radhika says, I love Krishna so much. I care so much and only for his happiness and satisfaction and pleasure and comfort. His happiness is my only happiness in life. I have no other meaning to my life. I have no other happiness. There's no other value or art objective of my life. I have no other art means objective, what I want. Dharm, art, kam, moksha. I do religion because I want. I worship devas and devis because I want. Dharma because I want. What I want, art. What I want, kam, desire, fulfill, enjoy some object. Samartha, my only objective, my only art, my only goal of my life, my objective, my game plan, what I want is Krishna's happiness, pleasure. Nothing more, nothing less. I want to merge my desires with his desires. I want to merge my mind with his mind. I want to merge my happiness with his happiness. I want to merge my body with his body. All I care for, only his happiness. Krishna's happiness, pleasure, satisfaction, joy, and ecstasy is my only desire in life. In fact, my happiness is Krishna's happiness. And if by chance Krishna finds happiness in making me unhappy, if Krishna finds happiness, if he takes pleasure in making me his beloved consort, his Shakti Gopi Radharani, his Premamayi Radha, his Pyari, his Priyaji, his everything. If Priyatam Sham, if he takes pleasure and happiness and make me, and breaking my heart and making me unhappy and even running away from me, do you know what? I will accept that unhappiness that I will endure or experience because of this rejection or because of this neglect of my beloved Krishna, I will accept that as my greatest happiness in life. Just imagine the depth of her love. That if Krishna finds happiness in making me unhappy, then that unhappiness I will accept. This is not a cause for unhappiness. This is my source of my greatest happiness. Even if my lover becomes unhappy, if my lover becomes happy by breaking my heart, let him break my heart 10,000 times. He becomes happy by running away from me for 100 years to Dwarka. Let him run away for 100 years. It's my greatest happiness. If he becomes happy by not showing up for the Abhisar and the Kunja Milan Leela, and I'm waiting here patiently in the Kunja Mandir all night long, and the sun is rising and my sham has not appeared, that is my greatest happiness. Just see the param 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 prem of Srimati Radharani of Vrindavan. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. This is who Shukadev Goswami has in mind when he speaks the verse Rantam Manasa Chakre, rather the pada, the third line, the fourth line of chapter 29, verse 1. Krishna's mind became turned on Purnima to enjoy Rati, Madhurya Rati, Rantam, loving relationships, loving romantic affairs with the gopis, but mainly with Srimati Radhika. And that will also be proven in the Rasalila. This first verse indicates the supreme position of Radharani. There are thousands and thousands of sadhana siddha gopis, the former Rishicharis in Dandakaranya Treta Yuga, who attained siddhi in their bhajan, Krishna upasanam, and took Gopi Deha Avirbhav and Krishna Boma Leela. So they'll be called newcomer sakis in the Ras dance. And the old gopis will be called, not old, they're not old, they're teenagers, but the Brajaramanis, the regular dancers. Everyone will be called. But first Krishna will call Radha. Now how did it all begin? Because your mind won't turn to someone, you won't start thinking about someone unless you met them. Can you think about somebody you never met? Can you love someone you never saw? Can you love someone you never heard about? The answer is no. So how is Krishna thinking of loving the gopis if he never met them? If he never saw them? So the question is asked by Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, how did Krishna fall in love? When did Krishna fall in love with Radharani? Because I told from the onset that the Ras Leela is a celebration of love, divine, Divya Leela, transcendental pastime. It is called a love story. It is a love drama. Leela means drama. Five acts in the Leela, five chapters, Panchadhyaya, Panch acts. And there's five scenes in every act. And all the elements of a love story are there. Awakening, anticipation, meeting, union, separation, everything. Laughing, crying, dancing, music, everything in a love affair. So it fits all the criterion. So a love affair, as we all know, someone might ask you, hey, did you have an arranged marriage or was it a love marriage? And unfortunately, arranged marriages are Vedic, arranged marriages are Dharmic, and arranged marriages between two families are religious and Dharmic. This is the way. Sita Devi had an arranged marriage with Ram, and Rukmini had an arranged marriage with Dwarkadish. Of course, she was instrumental in arranging it. It was not exactly arranged by her father, King Bhishmaka. She kind of put a little oil in the wheel, in the gears, a small letter, big letter. So Krishna in Boma Vrindavan Leela, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad and Gopal Champu, he says that chapter 29, verse 1 represents Purva Rag. Radha Krishna Purva Rag Leela, 29.1. What is Purva Rag? Purva Rag is that attachment, rag, that intense attachment and love, not intense, but that initial attachment, initial interest, initial desire, prior purva, prior attachment, prior love. It's called the beginning of love. Krishna, he thought, this is a splendid night, Sharad Purnima. The Malika flowers are blossoming. It's such an intoxicatingly romantic aroma and Saurabh. I am in the mood for love. Now, how did it start? Where did it start? Why did it start? Jiva Goswami Pad tells in one of our Gaudiya Shastras, Gopal Champu, it's also in Hindi. Gopal Champu, you can buy in Vrindavan and it's also in English. Gopal Champu. It's a combination of prose and poetry. Beautiful Sanskrit prose, which has been put in poetry in Hindi also, and also in prose, in regular reading. Prose and poetry. So that's called Champu. That's a literary term. Sahitya, Champu. Very beautiful, very Siddhantic and Tattvic, and very rustic. Gopal Champu by Sri Jiva Goswami Pad. It was written 500 years ago. He says that from their very birth, because we want to talk about the hero and the heroine, the Nayak and the Nayak, how the hero fell in love with the heroine, and how did the heroine fall in love with the hero. Because remember, Ras Leela is a love story. Every love story has a beginning, a middle, a climax. The middle, there's conflict, and boom, 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 bang, bang, this, that. And then there's the climax, and they sail off into the sunset, the two, lover and the beloved, to live happily ever after. So, it had a beginning. So from their very birth, Janam, the Braja Gopis, Radhika, and all the Asta Sakis, the Nitya Sakis of Krishna, they had innate, primordial, eternal love, Madhurya love for Krishna. It was already there, because they're his Madhurya Mai Gopis. They're his beloved consorts, eternally. So they appear in this Boma Vrindavan Leela, this Prakat Leela in this planet, in Brajbhumi, and they exhibited all the symptoms and signs of Nara Leela, human-like Leela, falling in love, growing up, childhood, Balya Leela, Poganda Leela, Kishore Leela, Krishna Kishore, Krishna Kishori, Kishori Radha, Krishna Kishore. So from their very birth, they've been attracted and attached to Krishna. And as Krishna grew up, he started moving here and there. From the age of 6 and 7, he started taking the cows out to the goshta. It's called Gocharan Leela, Goshta Leela. Krishna, Sakas, and all the cows, the guys, and Vatsa. And he was moving here and there and wandering around the forest and pastures of Vrindavan, and sometimes by Jamuna. And sometimes by chance, he would see Radharani. He would look. Who is that? Konhe. He would see Radharani in a distance. Who is that Chori? Who is Subha? Who is that Braja Chori? Who is that Kishori Gopi? She's very effulgent and very beautiful. So Krishna would see her here and there, and Radhika would be collecting a mudka, a kumbha, a pani from some miti kua, some sweet well, or some Jamunaji, Jamuna Kapani, and she'd be walking as gopis walk, and then she would see, and she would walk to her house in Barsana, and she would glance at Krishna from time to time. When Krishna, as he was repeatedly seeing Radharani's beautiful Aravinda Mukh, her beautiful lotus face, he became attached to Radharani, became very attracted and attached. And he started thinking of Radharani. He didn't tell anyone. It's very secret. When you're falling in love, you don't tell anyone. First you fall in love, then let everybody know about it. But when you're falling in love, you don't know whether you're going to fall in love or fall on your face. Because your lover may run away and not leave a trace. So you're approaching her and you're wooing her, you're trying to attract her, and then maybe you win, and maybe you lose. So Krishna kept quiet. Didn't tell Subal, didn't tell Sriram even what to speak of his older brother. Huh. You never tell your older brother. Dauji, Balaram, Baladev. But he was thinking, this girl is so beautiful. I'm getting very attracted to her. I'm always thinking of her. Then Krishna started thinking, how can I meet this girl? This Kishori, this Brajchori Radharani, Radhika. And she's a chaste girl. She's a kanya, living with her father, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, in her palace in Barsana, far from Nandagram. And she's with her mother, Kirtita, and her brother, Sridham, and her sister, Nangamanjari. How can I meet her? How is it possible? And where will I meet her? And I don't know. Maybe she doesn't even care for me. Maybe she doesn't love me. But she looks at me sometimes. And I see her looking at me. And then she looks away. And then I look away. And I pretend I'm cowherding. And she pretends she's carrying the water. And I'm chasing the cows. Hey, Davali, Shavali, ow, ow. Come, cows, come back. Where are you going so far? So one day, Krishna is walking in a forest alone. And you won't believe it. An amazing thing happened. He was walking along playing his bansuri. All the birds were flying above his head, all the parrots were flying above his head and singing with him. And all the peacocks were dancing in front of him. He was enjoying his Banbihar, Krishna Banbihar Leela, wandering through the forest, relishing the beauty and charm and sweetness of Brajadam, hearing the sound of the birds, listening to the gurgling, bubbling sounds of Jamunaji going over the rocks in the Jamuna, and appreciating the artistry and the beauty and pageantry of the male peacocks as they were dancing in ecstasy before him on the footpath, on the gullies, Prem Gully, Man Gully, Dan Gully, Gai Gully. And then he was enjoying, and suddenly, a most amazing thing, he saw one tamal leaf lying on the ground in front of him. One tamal patta, tamal ki patta. One leaf from a tamal briksh. Small leaf. And somehow or other he felt attracted. He bent down and he lifted up that leaf. Hare? What is this? There's something written on this leaf. And it's written in red. There's something written. There's some letters written here in red kumkum. What does it say? Oh, my darling. What is this? It says, oh, my darling. Is this? It seems like a love letter. It's a love letter. Oh, my darling. I have been captivated by cupidity. Kamadev has seized me. I'm always thinking of you. And wherever I look, I'm seeing your beautiful, dark moon, monsoon, your dark blue effulgence everywhere in all directions, wherever I look. Krishna's reading this love letter. And then occasionally I hear you playing your bansuri gan. I hear you playing your flute. And then I start, my desires awaken so greatly that I'm thinking I must detain you. I must find you. But how? Please, I don't think I can pass another moment without meeting you. Then there was a signature on that love letter written in kunkum on that tamal leaf, that green leaf of the tree that Krishna found at his feet on the forest path, the gully. There was a signature, but the love letter was written very neatly. Oh my darling, cupidity has captured me. Kamadeva has captured me. I'm always thinking of you. I'm seeing you in all directions, but I can't attain you. How will I attain you? When will I attain you? And there was a signature. But the signature was broken and illegible, as if that person, that lover, was trembling when they signed their name. And they signed the name. They wrote Radha. Radha. This is a love letter from Radha. And that flute player is me. Because all the coward boys play flute. I thought it was a love letter to some other coward boy. But it's to me. And Krishna held that letter to his heart. Oh, Providence. What a great day this is. What a most fortunate day this is in my life. I received a love letter from the most desirable person in my life. Radha. Then Krishna became very determined. I must meet Radha. But how will I meet her? She comes she's a chaste woman in a royal dynasty. It's impossible to meet her. How and when can I meet her? After reading that love letter from Radha, Krishna's mind jumped in leaps and bounds. And he was thinking, how can I meet her? How is it possible? She's a braja Kanya from a royal family living in the palace. It's impossible to meet her. Because I know she's concealing, she's hiding her love from me. But I have to do something to meet her. I will take shelter. I will resort to my Vamshi, my Priyavamshi. My Priyavamshi, my Priyavansuri, my dear flute. My flute does everything for me. It entertains my friends. It calls the cows. My flute does everything. So I'm going to call on my flute. With this bansuri, meri bansuri, with my flute, I will break that covering of Radha's love. She's trying to conceal her love. She won't reveal it outwardly. But this love letter, she has revealed the inner feelings of her heart to me, that she loves me. She's fallen in love with me, and I have deeply fallen in love with her. I will play this flute. I will force her to reveal her love, her concealed and covered love. I will bring it out of her heart into the open. But then he was thinking, that's a very difficult task to do. I must start practicing. I had to practice very intensely, so I become, this flute gets so much power. From that very day when Krishna received Radha's love letter, he started intensely practicing the flute day and night, playing and playing. Because he wanted to become so expert that flute would become so powerful that he could control nature. He could make Braj do what he wants. He could make the full moon appear according to his desire at that time. And he could make the most intoxicating, romantically flavorful flowers in Braj blossom, even though out of season. That he wanted to do this with his flute. And finally, the piece de resistance. He wanted to use that flute to call Radharani to the forest for the Ras Leela. He started practicing. He started at the beginning, Krishna started practicing flute at the beginning of the rainy season. All July he practiced. All of August he practiced. All of September, for 3 months he practiced. And then he started playing. And he saw, one day he decided to test the flute. Because he got some encouragement. One day he saw two Kanjana birds. Kanjana birds, I believe Kanjana is the equivalent of a hummingbird. He saw two Kanjana birds, hovering over a blossoming Sona Padma, a blossoming golden lotus flower. And he took that as a Mangala, auspicious sign, that these two black Kanjana birds hovering over this golden lotus flower, they are an omen. an auspicious indication that very soon I will attain the golden lotus face, the Sona Mukh of Radharani. I will meet her. Then he became very enthused. Yes, he started intensely practicing. Then one day, Krishna decided to test the power of his flute. So he played his flute. And then he saw that the flowers started blossoming. And these were Malika flowers, jasmine flowers. They were blossoming at midnight. Hardly any flowers blossom at midnight, especially Malika. Sharat Utpala Malika. Sharat Utpala Malika. 29.1. Second Pada. Sharat Utpala Malika. The Malika, these jasmine, that later were blossoming in Rasalila, Krishna made them blossom before by testing his flute during his Purva Rag stage of awakening his love for Radharani. He wanted to arrange, have the power with his flute to personally arrange the ideal setting for love, the perfect atmosphere for romantic activities, dancing, enjoying with the gopis, especially Radharani. So he wanted to make the perfect arrangement. So he practiced intensely for 3 months. So one midnight he went out in the garden in Nandagram and he played the flute. And here it was that the Malika flowers stopped blossoming already. It was not their season. They were out of season. This was just before the Rasa dance in autumn. Malika flowers blossom in April, May, June, July, finished. And little after that, but really blossoming. And nothing in Sharad Purnima. So they were at midnight, these flowers out of season, and at the wrong time, they were blossoming. They blossom in summer, not fall, and they blossom in the daytime like ordinary flowers. They open up, not at midnight. So that's two magical events, two special, powerful events. So he had that power to control nature with his flute. But the most difficult nature to control is human nature. And everyone knows how difficult it is to control our human nature. Our habits become our second nature. Our bad habits become our human nature, and our good habits become our human nature. So Krishna, now the ultimate test is controlling the nature of Radha's heart. She's concealing her love. It's called avahita, avahita prem, avahita bhav, avahita. It's covered because of her chastity. It's covered because of her family. It's covered because of the society. But she's in love with Krishna. But she can't show it. She wants to. She can't. Avahita. Her love is covered, concealed. But Krishna has been practicing. I must reveal that love. I must break that covering and bring her to my side to give her my pure love and receive her pure divine love. So then on Sharad Purnima, it was his final exam, his Sangeet final exam, his Vansuri Sangeet final exam. Will he pass his exam? So he played his flute. And the moon rose. Now, interestingly enough, as Indians know, there's something called a panchang, Hindi panchang. The Hindi panchang is a book which describes nakshatras, what time the moon rises, what time the sun rises, what time it sets, what day it is, what titi, what nakshatra, many, many facts about nature, about the world, days and nights and stars and planets, so that people can understand things, the Jyotishis and the Brahmins, about auspicious, Mangala and Amangala, Kaldeshan Patra. It's a very helpful book, the Hindi Panchang. It's also in English. So Krishna, we know in the Panchang that the moon rises exactly at the same time every day, like the sun, and it sets exactly at the same time. But when Krishna played his flute, it was 11:30 at night. 11:30 at night. And according to the Panchang, on that day, Sharad Purnima, the moon doesn't rise at 11:30, 11:45. It rises much early. That's why when we gave discussion on Sharad Purnima, the Acharyas explained, that when Krishna, this is what my Gurudev says, his Tika, he said, exactly, my Gurudev probably says, exactly at the moment that Krishna desired the ras, then all the elements, according to his desire, appeared perfectly. So one of the elements of romantic evening is a full moon. And one of the elements of romantic evening is a cool breeze and a beautiful forest and blossoming flowers, but not ordinary blossoming, but flowers that when they blossom and give that aroma, that saurabh, that sugandhi, it creates romantic feelings. Ah, because every fragrance creates different feelings, right? If you smell stool, do you feel loving feelings? You smell stool, oh, I feel a loving feeling. Yuck! Ugh. Let me get out of here. And you run. Ooh. So, different cause, different effect. Different fragrance, different effect. So there is, you can see very easily by logic and reason, there are flowers that you smell, they have aroma, syrup, they don't create romantic, amorous feelings. Like a dandelion. Like a marigold, which is gendun. What do you call? Genda. 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 Genda full. Genda full. Oh, genda full. Ah, I feel very romantic. Impossible. It's called marigold, that yellow flower. But they're offered to Thakurji because they have a nice fragrance, more pungent type of fragrance. Gendun. Gendun. Genda. Genda kaful. But gulab, kadamba, and malika. The verse doesn't say kadamba. It doesn't say gulab. It says malika. Because malika, unlike any other flower in India, juhi, kadam, gulab, so many flowers are there, padma. The malika alone has this special gun, vishesh gun, full vishesh gun. A special quality of this malika flower is when you smell it, you feel, I feel good. I feel happy. And if you're a romantic person, if you're like Krishna, Madhurya Purushottam Krishna, that divine lover of everyone, then you feel it creates a mood for romance. It's the ideal flower if you want a romantic atmosphere. This is a tip. If you want a romantic atmosphere, make it full moon appear, even if it's Amavasya. Even if it's dark moon, you have the power, you say, hey, Amavasya jao. Purnima, ao. You can bring Purnima. So exactly at the moment, which was not according to the calculation of Panchang, Krishna says, I want the full moon for two reasons. And we'll find that out in verse number 2, why he wanted the full moon. But he wanted it for the pleasure, the romantic atmosphere. So he played his flute. So on that night, he brought nature under control. Exactly when he wanted the full moon, although it was the wrong time according to the Titi, there it was, boom, exactly where he wanted it. It wasn't here or there, it was exactly over his head like a perfect spotlight, a perfect huge spotlight emanating exactly on the Ras Mandal, like a stage. And a stage, you have these lights on the top. The lights are like this, shining down on the whole stage. And everyone's dancing and doing the drama. So the Ras Mandala drama stage, the Ras Mandala is a stage of the Ras Leela. They need some lighting because it's a nighttime drama, a nighttime dance and music. With no lights, who can see anything? You can't see your beloved. You can't see your partner. You need lights. There's no better light than the full moon and no better night than Purnima. So the moon was exactly there at 12 o'clock, Madhyarat, exactly over the stage of the Ras Mandala. Perfect position to give light and cooling atmosphere over all the trees and sands of the Jamuna bank. Krishna arranged that. The moon, as soon as he desired, the moon usually rises like the sun, very slowly, up, 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 and then 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it's up. As soon as he came to Vamshivat, zoop, ho jagat, fatafat, the moon was right there and stayed there for one night of Brahma. Chandraday, Purnachandra stayed in right at the top of the sky, illuminating the whole Ras Mandala. Brahma Ratra Upavrate. For the entire night of Brahma, as Krishna danced the night away, danced the nights away, danced eons away in loving exchanges with his pure devotee Braja Gopis in the Ras Leela. On that night, after making all these arrangements for the Ras Lila, then Krishna vibrated the ultimate weapon with his flute. The fifth note on his flute. That's a special note on the flute. It's a Madhurya Rag. That note, the fifth note on Krishna's flute, that flute was not for the moon, not for the Malika flowers, not for the atmosphere. That flute was for the ears of the gopis, especially Radharani. That fifth note from Krishna's flute, it went through the air, through the ether, the calm, from Vamshivat. And that fifth note entered the ears of Radharani and entered the ears of all the gopis, the Brajaramanis. And then it landed in their hearts. And their hearts started rising and moving. And instantly they were dressed and ready, and they ran off to the Rasamandal, and they met Krishna in the Rasa dance. This is called Purva Rag. This is how Radha and Krishna fell in love and first met for that night of the Rasa dance. And tomorrow we'll continue more of our discussion on the divine sacred love story of Krishna's eternal Rasa Leela. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.